The Gemara Mesachim and Daf Memvav, the Sugya and Beis and Daf Tesvav focus on different aspects of the Sugya of Erev Tavshilin. Perhaps the most basic question, that's the Sugya Mesachim and Daf Memvav, that why indeed is it mutter to do malacha or hachana from a yantiv to a Shabbos? The answer cannot be min ha-Torah al yedei Erev Tavshilin. If this in fact was an Issa Daraisa, there's no possibility that one could lift an Issa Daraisa by creating the Erev Tavshilin. So the first question, of course, is why is it that Erev Tavshilin is not necessary at all? Why is it mutter min ha-Torah to do malacha rachana from a yantav to a Shabbos? And then the Sugin Beis HaTezvav, given that fact, why is it even necessary to have an Erev Tavshilin? And what exactly is the relationship between the Heter Daraisa and the need midrabanan for the Erev Tavshilin itself? In terms of why it is that it is mutter to do malacha or hachana from a yantiv to a Shabbos, the Gemara, as you know, two possibilities. The machlokes between Rabba and Rav Chisda. Rabba subscribes to the principle of hoil. If guests were to go ahead and to come, you would be able to serve them this food today on yantiv. And since in principle, indeed, that is true, that is enough to label it as meleches ochel nefesh. Well, so even though if I ask the person that, why are you doing so? And a person will honestly tell me I'm doing so because tonight is Shabbos, and I need provisions for Shabbos itself, we're going to argue, no, that's really not true. You are cooking on Yantif for Yantif. If a guest were to come, you can allow him to go in to partake on Yantif itself. Tosus immediately writes that means that it is during the day of Yantif where there is ample time in order to be able to utilize the food on Yantif itself. Let's assume this was B'Sof Hayom at the very end of the day. In such a case, you cannot justify based on the Tzarech of Yantif, and therefore that would be forbidden, Min HaTorah. And Erev Tavshilin would not even help under those conditions, because you have to get beyond the Din D'Oraisa of how is it possible to label this as Melech HaSof HaNefesh, the very beginning of the Simen of Erev Tavshilin, Tavkuf Chavzayin. The Magen Avraham begins by telling you, realize that the malacha, the hachana, should be done well in advance. Mi bod yom an yantif, because in order to allow this min ha-Torah, you have to be able to argue that this really is considered to be meleches ochel nefesh. If this really is true, so I'll tell you the chumra. It's necessary to do so. Mi bod yom. I'll tell you a kula. Let's assume, for example, tonight is not Shabbos. Tonight is chol. And imagine a person is doing malacha or hachana an yantif For chol, ha'ofem yantif v'chol. If you hold like Rabba, holil, that would work regardless of whether tonight is Shabbos or whether tonight is chol. And the Gemara says, eino chinami, that's true. According to the Chiddush of Rabba, ha'ofem yantif v'chol, eino loke. There's no malchus d'araisa. If hol works regardless of whether it is Motzei Shabbos or whether it is chol, and therefore such a great Chiddush. A person goes at and does malacha during the day of Yantif, and his mind said that he's doing it because he's partying tonight, but ha'ofem yantif l'chol eino loke. So on one hand, a chumra of ho'o, that means the hachana has to be well into the day, a kula that would apply regardless of whether tonight is chol, or whether indeed tonight is considered to be Shabbos. And Rav Chisda disagrees and says that certainly is not true. If a person is cooking today for tomorrow, how can you argue that I'm really cooking for today? And therefore, this is termed meleches ochel nefesh. If that really is the case, so how does Erev Tavshilin work? What is the allowance midaraisa to go malacha today for tomorrow? You know what the answer is? Tomorrow is Shabbos. And Tzorchei Shabbos, nasan b'yantiv. Just as you're allowed to do malacha an yantiv for yantiv, you can do malacha an yantiv for Shabbos. After all, because there's a seamlessness. What is true of yantiv is true of Shabbos as well, and therefore one is allowed to go and do malacha on yantif for Shabbos. That would even be true b'sof hayom. You don't have to build in the ample time in order to allow you to partake on yantif itself. According to Rav Chisda, Tzorchei Shabbos nasan b'yantif. If tonight is chol, then certainly it's an issa d'araisa. And according to Rav Chisda, that ha'ofem yantif l'chol loke, there's malchus d'araisa. That is a fundamental machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chisda. In a word, what exactly is the nekudas machlokas? I'll tell you the following. In terms of what the person is doing, Malacha, for example, of Bishul, yeah, we consider that to be Malacha Socha Nefesh. But the question is, why? Why is he doing so? Why is he doing so? I'm not doing so Letzarach Yantif. I'm doing so for tonight. How important is that? How important is Kavanas HaGavra when it comes to the Hagdara of Malacha Socha Nefesh? If you ask me, what am I doing? I'm engaged in a malacha that typically is called malacha socha nefesh. If I ask you, why am I doing so? Why am I doing so? Oh, in this case, the answer is not for now, but rather for tonight, for Chol, or for Shabbos. The great chiddush of Hovil is that you ignore kavanas hagavra. And therefore you argue, well, look, you know what you're cooking? In principle, you could utilize the food here today, even if you're doing so for tonight. We ignore kavanas hagavra, and we'll leave with it says, Malacha Socha Nefesh. Rav Chisda disagrees and says, you have no right to ignore Kavanas HaGavra. You're cooking on Yantar for Yantar, that's called Malacha Socha Nefesh. You're cooking on Yantar for Chol, that is not Malacha Socha Nefesh. What is the allowance then to go and to cook from a Yantar to a Shabbos? The answer is, that's Mutter, because Tzarchi Shabbos, Nasim B'Yantar. So in a word, the Machlokas Rav Chisda is the role of Kavanas HaGavra when it comes to the Hagdara of Malacha Socha Nefesh. There is a stunning comment of Or Zeruah. Or Zeruah does not discuss Ar Sugya, does not discuss Erev Tavshilin. He is not discussing doing malacha on Yantif for Shabbos, Yantif for Chol. But the Or Zeruah discusses in Shabbos and Simin Nun David another machlokes. Moed Katan Daf Beis. A person goes ahead, let's say on Shabbos and Yantif, and he violates a malacha. Menachesh Mashka Maim Lizroim. He goes ahead and weeds. He pulls weeds out of the ground. He waters a plant. For that, you're chayiv midaraisa on Shabbos. You're chayiv a karban chatas. That's not a malacha daraisa. Menachesh mashkamayim nizroim. You know what the answer is? It's a tolda. It's a tolda. Okay? But a tolda of what? A tolda of what? Sometimes it's very important to know a tolda of what? A very fundamental machlokas Rishonim. Oh, Tosu says, you know what? That a person is doing a told, you have to give hasra. One day in Tosu, you have to master the told b'shem ha'av. What is the av malacha? In the case of Menachesh Shemash Gamay Mizraim. So this is a machlokas Rab and Rav Yosef and Moikot Nadav Beis and Mabeis. What are the two possibilities? One possibility is the following, that you know what? When I water something, clearly, I'm softening the ground. When I weed, I pull out the weeds, I'm breaking up the ground. What is that called? No? Refuyi ara. I'm softening, I'm breaking up the ground. What av malacha would that be? So one candidate, no doubt, is choresh. Choresh. That's what charisha is. Charisha means you're turning over the soil, you're breaking up the ground, you're softening its surface. Oh, so therefore that's considered to be a told of choresh. You know what the other possibility is? That no. Watering. Weeding. I'm promoting the growth of the plant. Simucha peira. Therefore, it's a tolda of Zareya. Or Zareya. So very fascinating machlokas amarayim. Whether Menachesh Shemashka Mami Yisrael on Shabbos is a tolda of Choresh, or whether it's a tolda of Zareya. What exactly is the basis of that machlokas? So Tosus tells us the key. Tosus says the following. A person is performing a malacha, but not an av, a tolda. You have to associate with a given av. What exactly is the association? What is the linkage between the av and the tolda? Tosus mentions there are two possibilities, no? You know what the Lashon Tosus is? Basar ma'is azlinan, or basar machshav azlinan. That's the Tosus writes, what cut in that base. Basar ma'is azlinan, the what question or the why question? The what question is, you know what? By pulling out these weeds, I'm breaking up the ground. Oh, the what question, what am I doing? What is the tsuras hamalacha? That would associate with the malacha of choresh, of choresh. If I ask you the why question, why am I watering this plant? Why are you doing so? Because I'm interested in softening the ground. You know what you'll tell me? I'm interested in simucha peire, not refuyi ara, but simucha peire. I'm interested in promoting the growth of the plant. Why am I weeding? I'm weeding because, you know what, by doing so, I'm going to promote the health of the lawn. I'm promoting the growth of the plants. And therefore, Tosa says that's called Basar Machshav Azlinan. So fascinating machlokes, Menachesh Machshamayim Nizraim, whether that is a told of Choresh, whether it's a told of Zareya, and Tosa says, that is the Hagdara. Ma'is Azlina means Choresh. Machshav Azlina means Zareya. Who are the Bali Plukta? Who is this Machlokas Amoraim? Ooh, my cutting the base, Machlokas Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rabba says that it's a Told of Choresh. It's a Told of Choresh. And Rav Yosef disagrees and says, no, this is a Toda of Zareya. So Tosus writes the following, that realize, Rabba Shita, when it comes to Abbas and Toldos, says, Basar Maisazlina. Basar Maisazlina. The Shita of Rav Yosef is to disagree and argue that, that's not true. Wow. Now there is a Ruah. There is a Ruah. Shabbos Simin Nundalit writes, this Machlokes is Lashitase. Lashitase of who, what, where? There is a Ruah writes, stunning, no? Menachos, Daf Samach Dalit. Menachos, Samach Dalit. You know, a person, unfortunately, he fishes on Shabbos. He casts out his net, he reels it in. Guess what? He just saved a life. He just saved a life. He reeled in a tinok that was about to drown. And also he caught his fish. How would you label that? How would you label that? Saving a life and catching fish. Is that a mitzvah rabba pikoach nefesh? Or is that chilul Shabbos darais? That's the sugya. Menachos and Avsamach Dalit. And that is machlokas rabba in rabba. Rabba in rabba. You know what rabba says? That's a mitzvah rabba. That's pikoach nefesh. And Rabbi disagrees and says, that's Chilul Shabbos. That's Chilul Shabbos. The Rizroa writes, stunning. That's the Shitase of Moed Katan Dav Beis. Moed Katan Dav Beis is whether Basar Maisa Zlina and Basar Machshava Zlina. Why would you say that watering a plant is a Tov of Choresh? The answer is not the why question, the what question. What are you doing? You're softening, you're breaking up the soil. Basar Maisa Zlina. Oh, or Zeruah writes, that's exactly why I would argue that's a mitzvah b'koach nefesh. What has this person done? He saved a life. I asked the person, what was your mindset? You know, I was fishing. I fish every Saturday. Now, I happened to reel in my line and all of a sudden I saved a life. You know what the answer is? You saved a life. Or Zeruah writes, that's called basar ma'isazlinan. That's called basar ma'isazlinan. Basar ma'ashavazlinan means that there's kavanas agavra for b'koach nefesh. That wasn't the kavanas agavra. And that's machlokas between Rabba and Rava. That's something which is stunning. That's the Rizuru's Lashitase. Lashitase of Moikot and Davez with Menachos Dav Samach Dalet. And I would just add, well, and Psachim Dav Memva. A person goes ahead and he's doing a malacha on Yontif. And it could be malacha Sochon Nefesh, but what do you mean? That the Kavana Sagavra was certainly not with that in mind. He was cooking because he's having a party tonight. He was cooking because tonight is Shabbos. How critical is the Kavanah Sagavra? Rabbi says, Ho'il. You know what Ho'il means? We ignore the Kavanah Sagavra. And we label this as Meleches Ochon Nefesh. And Rechista says, how can you ignore Kavanah Sagavra? Poshub Shat, I would argue that's exactly the machlokas between Rabbi and Rechista. What is the role of Kavanah Sagavra when it comes to Meleches Ochon Nefesh? And even though maybe one could distinguish between these sugyas. Maybe one could argue that maybe Kavanah Sagavra is critical for Ochon Nefesh, but it's not necessary for Pikuach Nefesh, and maybe it's not relevant to a very different sugya of the relationship between Avos and Toldos. But you know what? Stunning. All three sugyas are Rabba. All three sugyas are Rabba. And all three sugyas consistently, Rabba says that we ignore Kavanah Sagavra. We call this Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore Amitz Rabba, and we call this a tolda of Choresh, because Basar Maisa Zlinin as Tosu says, and therefore we call this Meleches Ochon Nefesh as well. That's a very, very heavy issue. What is the role of Pikuach Nefesh, Kavanas HaGavra, cases indeed of Dechias Yisurim? There's a stunning Beis HaLevi, Shmos Perek Beis, where the Beis HaLevi writes the following. When it comes to Dechias Yisurim, what is the role of Kavanah Sagavra? And the Beis HaLevi writes, when it comes to Onus Rachmana Patre, what is the role of Kavanah Sagavra? Take a fascinating deal. Imagine your wife is in labor, and it's Shabbos, and you call, and the taxi arrives. You know what? Let me ask you the following question, building off the scenario of the Beis HaLevi. You know, you call, and you say, is there any Jewish driver? Is there any Jewish driver? Why should I ask for the Jewish driver? No. If there's a Jewish driver that's waiting, better that they should take this call. This call is Pikuach Nefesh, a mitzvah rabba. No? The hospital, give birth. No? The next call's to the game. No? the next call is to the theater. Isn't it better that this Jew who's working on Shabbos should be driving for the purpose of Pikuach? So you ask the Jewish driver, he shows up. He says, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? This is Pikuach Nefesh. For a Jew who would never be Mechalel Shabbos, who is only doing so because it's a mitzvah Pikuach Nefesh, that's a mitzvah Rabbah. This guy shows up. That's the basic. Where do you want to go? You know, it so happens. He'll take you anywhere. It so happens, incidentally, that it was Pikuach Nefesh. But he would have taken you here, he would have taken you there. That's what the Beis Levi describes. Is that a mitzvah Rabbah or is that Chilul Shabbos, Daraisa? The Beis Levi writes, he thinks that issue is fundamental. What is the role of Kavana Sagav when it comes to Techiyas Yisurim? I would argue that the starting point is the Smachlokis between Rabbah and Rabbah and Rabbah and Rav Chista and Rabbah and Rav Yosei. The Beis Levi writes this about Onus Rachmana Patre. A stunning comment to the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi writes the following, you know, in earlier times, people couldn't get to Eretz Yisrael. Tosus, no, people couldn't get to Eretz Yisrael. So there's a mitzvah, Yishev Eretz. Yeah, but Mamish, and Onus Rachmana Patre. Onus Rachmana Patre. Tosus says, Sakanas Drachim. They couldn't go. They couldn't go. The Tosus then exudes. They couldn't go. So the Beis Halevi writes the name of the Hafla. That's the following. You have two people who are in Chutzlaitz. Two people in Chutzlaitz. Neither one can go to Eretz Yisrael because of Sakanas Drachim. Person A has no interest in going to Eretz Yisrael. Person B, of course, is yearning, his desire is going to Eretz Yisrael, but he can't go there because of Sakanas Drachim, Onus Rachmana Patre. So you know what the Beis Halevi writes? For person A, he's guilty of being mevatel the mitzvah, Yishev Eretz Yisrael. And for person B, he's not guilty because of Onus Rachmana Patre. Onus Rachmana Patre. When do you say Onus Rachmana Patre? When the onus is what prevents you from. If the onus is irrelevant, even if there wasn't an onus, even if there wasn't Sakanas Drachim, I'm not interested in going. That's Onus Rachmana Patre. Onus Rachmana means when you exert every effort and you have a mindset that you're going to, but you know what? Your hands are tied, you can't. But if the onus is incidental, the Beis Halevi writes, how in the world can you call that Onus Rachmana Patre? That's an important hashkafa. That's an important Musar Haskel. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu created us. We forget things. We forget things. You know, sometimes that happens. You learn a daf gemara and you forget it. So now, if you chazu the daf 100 times, okay, you know what? Menachah study test. I'll call that Onus Rachmana Patre. I know. You don't chazer and you forget. That's not Onus Rachmana Patre. You know, you don't position yourself. You don't... do all the due diligence, and you forgot? Of course you forgot. Of course you forgot. Now, the Onus Rachmana Patre is when you do everything possible to. Beis Levi's Hagdara. Onus Rachmana Patre requires that mindset of Kavana Sagavra. Oh, so Machlokas in Rabban Rav Chista, in that sense. How do we paskin in that Machlokas Rabban Rav Chista? There's the underlying opinions of Erev Tavshilin. That's a fascinating Machlokas. Number one is, do I have to take a side? Do I have to paskin like Rabba or Rav Chista? Maybe both are true. Can't I paskin like Rabba? Hoil? And I'll paskin like Rav Chista. Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim Yantiv. Is there anything that prevents me from saying that what do you mean? They have two different explanations of why midarais you're allowed to cook from a Yantiv to a Shabbos. But both are true. Hoil is true. And Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim. Or, no. These are mutually exclusive positions. And I have to take a side. And if I'm going to take a side, you know what? Either like Rabba or like Rav Chista. Rashi says, these are mutually exclusive positions. Because why does Rav Chista maintain Sarchi Shabbos Nasa Biyantah? Why is that true? So Rashi writes something that many other Rishonim dispute. Rashi says, because Rav Chista Shita is that Shabbos Nyantiv is Kedush Afas. Shabbos Nyantiv is Kedush Afas. If that's really true, Shabbos Yantiv is Kedush Achas, so guess what? So that means doing Malacha and Yantiv for Shabbos is like doing Malacha and Yantiv for Yantiv. It's seamless. It's Kedush Achas. That's a stunning Shita. That means Shabbos Yantiv is Kedush Achas Midaraisa. Because the allowance to do Malacha and Yantiv for Shabbos is because Shabbos Yantiv is Kedush Achas. That's against the Meiri that we had earlier in the year, the Dalet HaMadalet, where the Miri writes that even though the Gemara suggests Shabbos and Yontif is Kedusha Achas, you know what the Miri writes? That's only a Chumra D'Rabbanan. A Chumra D'Rabbanan. That Nod B'Zeh, Surah B'Zeh. A Chumra D'Rabbanan. You know what you see according to Rashi? No. Kedusha Achas is a Kula D'Araisa. A Kula D'Araisa. You're allowed to do Malacha and Yontif Midaraisa because Shabbos and Yontif is called Kedusha Achas. The Miri writes, no. Kedusha Achas is a Chumra D'Rabbanan. Of a Nod B'Zeh, Surah B'Zeh. Wow. Rashi's Mefurish. A kula daraisa. If that's the beer of Rav Chisda, you know what that's going to mean? We can't paskan like Rav Chisda. You can't paskan like Rav Chisda. Because you know the Maskana Sagamara, Daf Dalet, Daf Hey, Daf Yizayin, Shabbos Yantav Rishay Kedushas. And if what underlines Rav Chisda is that Shabbos Yantav is Kedushachas, you know what that's going to mean? We do not accept. That's a ha'ar of the Ramban and Mohammed. That according to Rashi's view, that Rav Chisda's sheet is based on Kedusha Achas, you know what that means? Not true. Well, we have to pass Ganon like Rabbah. Okay. Rabbah disagrees. And Rabbah assumes the Shtei Kedushas. But according to Rav Chisda, Kedusha Achas. Okay. The Balamor writes that we reject Rabbah. We can't hold like Rabbah l'halacha. Where do you see a can't hold like Rabbah l'halacha? The Balamah writes, a sugyan beitz and daf chaf aleph. The Gemara says the following, ein mezamnim esanach rei b'yantiv. You're not allowed to invite a non-Jew to your home on Yantiv. Why not? Well, look, there's a heter of melech ha'sol ha'nefesh. Meleches Ochan Nefesh is only Bad Yisrael. It's not called Meleches Ochan Nefesh if I do so for a guy. So cooking a yanta for a Jew, yes, for a guy not. Okay, I won't cook for the guy. Why can't you invite him? Oh, the Gemara says, Em Nizamnim, because of a Gzeres Shem Yarbi Bishvila. Chaf Aleph Mabez. Shem Yarbi Bishvila. Shem Yarbi Bishvila. Ron's bothered by the phone. Shem Yarbi Bishvila. What does that mean? You're going to do Meleches Ochan Nefesh in excess. Shemiyar b'shvila. We discussed in earlier shiur. Now, Beis Adaf Yud Zayinam and Aleph. Mar b'shurin is mutter on Yantif. Mar b'shurin is mutter when it comes to Ochan Nefesh. A gzeira, maybe you'll prepare more. You're allowed to prepare more l'chadchila. That's the kash of the Ram. If you didn't have your it. No, the Ram answers. You can be mar b'shurin. That's true. Oh, we had this already. Now, Tosos Yerala from the base, the top Tosos. Now, you can be Marba B'Shiurim, but you can't be Marba B'Malacha. You can't be Marba B'Malacha. So, the fear of Shemiyar B'Shvilo is you're going to be Marba B'Malacha. It's not that, you know what, I'm going to cook in the exact same pot, but you know what, a larger piece of meat because this non-Jewish family is joining me. No, you're going to do other Malachos, pot A and pot B. That's an independent act of Vishal. That's not Marba B'Shiurin, that's Marba B'Malacha. So the Ran writes explicitly, Shemiyar B'Shiur does not mean Riba B'Shiurin. That's Mutal Chachila. It means you mean Marba B'Malacha. Marba B'Malacha. Marba B'Malacha. What about Hoel? I'll be Marba B'Malacha. I'm going to put up two pots. Oh, that's an Issa D'Araisa. Why is that an Issa D'Araisa? Why isn't that covered, the Balamor, by Rabba? Ho V'Klarech M'Chazileh. If guests are going to show up, guess what? I'll feed this to the guests. If it's good for a chol, if it's good for Motzei Shabbos, so therefore, apply the principle of hoel. So you're going to tell me the following. Okay, apply the principle of hoel, but hoel is usher, no? Hoel can explain why midaraisa. You're allowed to go and do so, but you're not allowed to rely on hoel. Yeah, but if it's mutter midaraisa, the Balamor, they're on. A nizamim should be exerid exera. What we had in the sugya d'abeis, it should be exerid exera. You can't invite because you may be marbe, but even if you're marbe, it's covered by hoel. Isn't that a exerid exera? Isn't that exerid exera? And our gemara beis m'beis gemara aleph. What do you mean? You're not allowed to have exerid exera. So how can that possibly be? Oh, the Ran writes a fascinating kiddush. What's wrong with exerid exera? Boshav Shad, the Ran is as follows. A gzera sounds so far remote. A will lead to B, and B will lead to C. You don't have to go so far. Ain't no devil self. A will lead to C, and B, and D, and E, and F. At some point, we'll say, you know what? You no longer have to be so concerned. Oh, so the Ron writes an important chiddush. What happens if you're right? It's like gzera to gzera. A lead to B, lead to C. But you know what? It's mamish a devil hamotzui. It's not a shot in the dark. This is a chshash gadol. Chshash gadol. Guess what? If you're going to invite another family to your home for yantiv, you're going to end up cooking more. That's like a chshash rachok. That's a chshash rachok. The Ran writes, obviously that's true. Obviously that's true. The Shem Yarb Bishvila was so likely that, you know, I don't treat this as a gzer the gzer at all. I treat that as a facet. It's a given. It's a given. If I'm going to invite and I'm cooking on Yantif, you're going to cook more. And therefore, that's not A leading to B leading to C. Oh, that's the Chiddush indeed that the Ran writes. You know what the Balamor writes? That's the Balamor's Raya that we reject. Rabbi. We reject Rabbi. Since it's a halacha psuka of Eim Ezamenes Anachri, and according to Rabbi's Hol, that would be against the Ran, Gzera. Oh, so that's his Raya that we reject the Shita of Rabbi, and we hold like Rechista. So the Machamas writes, according to Rashi, we reject Rechista, and the Balamor writes that no, we reject the Shita of Rabbi. And guess what? You look in the Rambam, paskins like both Rabbi and Rechista. The Rambam paskins like both. That's pretty stunning. The Rambam paskins like both. The Rambam understood why are these mutually exclusive positions? One could agree to Hoil, and one could agree to Tzarchei Shabbos, Nasan B'Yantif. Why are these mutually exclusive positions? So what do you mean the Rambam paskins like both? Take a look at the Rambam, Perek Vav, Hilchos Yantif, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam describes, basically, Yom Tov, Yom Yantif, Tischal, and Erev Shabbos. So what do you do? So the Rambam writes, you know, you're allowed to do Malacha, Hachana, from a Yantif to a Shabbos. Why is that mutter? The Rambam doesn't say because of Hoil. And the Rambam does not write, and since it's Hoil Otosus, make sure you go ahead and do everything Mibod Yom that you can derive benefit from. And if that wouldn't be, it would absolutely be Yosef. Tosus says, you know, Hoil is a limited heter. We had this in Tosus, the beginning of Masech, the Abbeis and Abbeis, Afila Didan. The Tosus suggests that maybe if that's not the reality, Rashao, if that's not the reality, maybe you can't even invoke Hoil. You're stuck someplace for Yantin. No, you're going to invoke Hoil. If guests were going to come, I'll feed them. Alavai guests were come. No, I'm stuck someplace. No, maybe one can't even invoke. The Rambam writes, you're allowed to cook from Yantin to Shabbos. Because the Rambam passes the Korchista. Tzarchei Shabbos, Nasab Yantin. And therefore, that's mutter. You have to have Midra Abana, Neir Tavshil. Midra Isa, that's mutter. You can do Malach and Achana from a Yantin to a Shabbos. We're good. So the Rambam doesn't mention anything about Hoil. In the whole parak, Vav, of dealing with Eretz Shilim, where does the Rambam mention Hoil? Elsewhere, no? Parak Aleph Halacha Tezvav. Aleph Tezvav is a very different Rambam. Imagine, a person goes out and cooks on Yantiv for a guy. A person cooks on Yantiv for a behema. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. No, after all, who levado yesa lachem? Lachem velo la'akum. Lachem velo l'gavoa. Lachem velo l'klavim. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Okay? You're not allowed to do that. A person goes ahead and he does malachis. Mavash la'akum. Is there malchus daraisa? Is there malchus? See, you know what the Rambam writes? Stunning. There's in a loke. Why? Because of Hoil. I cook for a guy. Yeah, but if guests were to go ahead and come, wouldn't you be able to feed them this food? So the Rambam writes the Chiddush. Hamavash la'akum in a loke because of Hoil. You don't have to come on to all for Erev Tavshilin because Tzarchei Shabbos Nasan B'Yantif. But the Rambam says Hoil is an operative. It's a functional clown. L'may nafkamina, if a person goes ahead and cooks for a guy, a person who cooks for a behema, in a loka because of oil. Wow, that's a chiddush. You see, according to the Rambam, there's no stira whatsoever. You can pass in the grab, you can pass in Rav Chisda. We'll hold to the principle of hoil. You don't need hoil if tonight is Shabbos. But hoil is relevant if tonight would be chol, or if you would do an act of bishlur malacha, anyantif la'akum. And I'll tell you a further chiddush in the Rambam, a further chiddush. If not for hoil, you would get malchus. A person goes ahead and he does malacha anyantif for a guy, he would get malchus, if not for hoil. If not for hoil. That's against Tosus. Tosus beits the dafi beizim and elit. Where Tosus writes at length that lachem v'lo la'akum is not a hadrid yisurakama, but lachem la'akum is an isur esay. Now, that's an amazing contrast. The Torah says, do not malacha, that's step one. The Torah says, step two, there's heter v'ocha nefesh. Now the limitations of the heter. A limitation of the heter v'ocha nefesh. Is that a new oser, step three? Or is that, if there's no heter, you're back to step one? A hadrid yisurakama. So Tosus writes the Chiddush, lachem v'lo l'gavoa, lachem v'lo l'akum, lachem v'lo k'navim, is a new oser, step three. It's not a hadrid yisurakama. If it's a new iser, what's this called? It's not a lav. Lachem v'lo. You know what that's called? An iser essay. A lav abam echal essay. Tosus is mafurish. That if you go ahead and you cook anyanta for a guy, it's an iser daraisa, but in a loke. In a loke. The Rambam says, I agree in a loke, but I hold in a loke because of hoil. That's exactly the opposite, no? It means without hoil. Or if you were to have an instance where you can't apply the principle of hoil, so in such a case, guess what? There would be malchus daraisa. And even though the Rambam passes like Rav Chisda, that's when it comes to Erev Tashilin. That certainly is true. You don't need hoil, but hoil is functional. Hoil is operative. So that's something which is stunning. Now that the Rambam holds, there's no stira to assume l'alacha, both like Rabba and according to Rav Chisda. And when it comes to tonight, which is Shabbos, Rav Chisda, if that's not the case, we'll use the principle of hoil. And hoil has no doubt, certain limitations. That certainly is true. But that's stunning, those two Rambams. Now, Aleph Tezvav and the Rambam Vav Aleph, where the Rambam paskins like Rav Chisda, but the Rambam says, Rabashit, of course, is it? All of this is explaining why Midaraisa, you're allowed. You don't need anything more. No, and all of a sudden now, our Sugya, Aleph Tezvav says, nope, that you know what? Midrabanan more is necessary. Midrabanan, it's not enough. Tzarech Shabbos Nasa Biyantif. Midrabanan, it's not enough of reliance on Hoel, but more is necessary. More is necessary. Al Yedei Erev Tavshili. Al Yedei Erev Tavshili. And why is that necessary? Why is Erev Tavshili necessary? Ooh, so argues from the Gemara, that's my focus, Rava and Ravashi. Beis Rav Tesvav Mabeis. Why is Erev Tavshili necessary? Is this a consideration to safeguard Shabbos, or is it a consideration to safeguard Yantif? No? So Rava says the following, you know what? Kedei sheyivar maniyafa b'Shabbos. You need an Erev Tavshin, you need something. After all, you know what? You're celebrating Simchas Yantif, and naturally, you're going to be so absorbed in the Simchas Yantif. You need something to indicate, you know what? That, realize that tonight, tomorrow is Shabbos. Realize kedei sheyivar maniyafa b'Shabbos, and therefore, that's the purpose of Erev Tavshinin. Mishum kavod Shabbos. Mishum kavod Shabbos. Ravashi says very differently. The purpose of Erev Tavshin is to safeguard Yantiv. To safeguard Yantiv. You're cooking on Yantiv. And you're not using the food on Yantiv. You're using the food tonight. Really, am I allowed to do that? You know what the answer is? If tonight is Shabbos, yes. If tonight is Shabbos, yes. If tonight is Chol, absolutely not. So you know what? The fact that I'm allowed to do this today for tomorrow, that's exceptional. That's only because tonight is Shabbos. So you know what? Kadesh Yomru. Ein of miyantiv l'Shabbos, kavachom miyantiv l'chol. So you need an Erev Tavshil in order to indicate what you're doing today for tomorrow is exceptional. It's because it's Shabbos. But otherwise, don't you dare. Don't you dare. And therefore, the essence of Erev Tavshilin is to safeguard the Kedusha of Yantiv. That's a pretty important machlokes. Whether what's driving Erev Tavshilin is the Kedusha of Shabbos, Yivraf Yashabis, but Kadesh Yomru, in order to safeguard, to preserve the Kedusha Sayyam of Yantiv in and of itself. That's a fundamental machlokas. Is there any nafkamina between Rava and Ravashi? When you look in the Gemara doesn't jump, no? The Gemara, two different reasons why Erev Tav Shemin is necessary. I understand, Mishum Shabbos, Mishum Yontif. Is there any nafkamina? So the Rush writes a very good Chiddush. Other Rishonim dispute this Rush, but the Rush writes a Chiddush, Beis Aleph, a nafkamina, a nafkamina. Erev Yontif's pretty busy. Can I lay my Erev Tav Shemin earlier? Can I lay my Erev Tav Shemin earlier? You know, Yontif is already Thursday, Friday, Wednesday, such a busy, busy day. You know what? Wait to the last minute. I never wait to the last minute. No, so Monday, Tuesday, I'll set up my Erev Tav Shemin. Can I do that in advance? Or I'll tell you the following. When you have a Yontif that you have an Erev Tav Shemin the first days, an Erev Tav Shemin the last days, so you know what? I'll set up my Erev Tav Shemin for the first days and let the Erev Tav Shemin continue, and I'll use it again for the last days. Is that okay? Interesting. You know what the Rush writes? That's a nafkamina between Rav and Ravashi. The Chiddush. If you hold like Rav Ashita, Kreshi Yiv Rav Neshabes, it has to be done b'dafka on Erev Yontif. Erev Yontif. If the purpose is this has to be able to serve as the reminder, Yiv Rav Neshabes, that means, look, now it's Erev Yontif, it's the time of much of the preparation. That's where the Erev Tav Shemin indeed is necessary. And therefore the Rush writes a Chiddush, that therefore we're going to insist on Erev Yontif. The Rush writes this according to Rava, but not according to Ravashi. And indeed Mechaber writes, Tavkob Chavzayin L'chatchila B'di'evet, that if this really is the Machlokes, L'chatchila, one should do so only on Erev Yontif. But the Mechaber writes that B'di'evet, if it was done well in advance, it's still chal, and one could take advantage. They were tafshilin. But the Rush writes a Chiddush. He thinks that that's dependent on this machlokes between Rav and Ravashi, an afkamina of kodem, Erev Yontif, or Yontif Rishon, Yontif Achron. That's the Rush. And then the Mordechai writes another afkamina. The Mordechai, Tafrei Shayin Aleph. The Mordechai writes the following. I had in mind to create my Erev Tafshilin and Erev Yontif. I forgot. Okay. What about making Erev Tav Shemin on Yontif Rishon? Oh, so that we had. No, Daf Gimel, Daf Tal, Daf Hey, Daf Yud Zayin. Maybe I could be Masne. I'll play one day of Yontif against the next. You know what? I'll make my Erev Tav Shemin on Thursday, and I'll say the following. You know what? That today, Thursday, is Yontif. Tomorrow is Chol. I don't need an Erev Tav Shemin. And if tomorrow really Friday is Yontif, today's Erev Yontif, what better time to create my Erev Tav Shemin? Can I go ahead and make my Erev Tav Shemin al tanai? So our Gemara says the following. Ooh, that really depends. If you're doing Shnei Matom Shogaliyah, Shtei Kedushas, then yes. If you're doing 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Kedushachas, then not. And at the beginning of the Zman, now we discussed through the Rambam Shita, Perek Vav, the Vilchus Yontif, where the Rambam writes, that's not true b'zman hazeh. Because the Rambam writes, Bisman Azeh, we really don't have a Sveika Yoma. The first day of Yontif is Yontif Daraisa. The second day of Yontif is Yontif Menegav Asein of Yadenu. But we lose the Safek. So therefore the Rambam writes, you cannot be Masna, Bisman Azeh. Wow. The Mechaber passes against the Rambam. The Mechaber, Tavkuv Chavzayin, you can't be Masna, Bisman Azeh. We discussed at length the fascinating Machlokas Rishonim. If you make an Erev Tav Shemin al tanai, can you make a bracha? Or is that suffik brachos lahakim? After all, because if today is Yontif, tomorrow Friday is Chol, I don't need an Erev Tav Shemin. If you don't need an Erev Tav Shemin, then don't recite a bracha. Oh, Machlokas Rishonim, Rabbeinu Peretz, and others. And remember the Shir Kololi we discussed at length, that doesn't that suffik exist even when I make my Erev Tav Shemin on Wednesday? That maybe Thursday is Yontif, tomorrow is Chol, I don't need an Erev Tav Shemin. Elamai. Erev Tav Shemin is an unusual example of a bracha despite suffik. Why indeed should it make a difference whether it's Wednesday or whether it's Thursday? Okay. The person didn't lay his Erev Tav Shemin on Wednesday. He didn't lay his Erev Tav Shemin on Thursday. All of a sudden it's Friday. No, Friday. You're going to lay an Erev Tav Shemin on Friday. On Thursday, I understand. Maybe you can take advantage of Sveika Dioma. But you're going to lay your turn on Friday. How in the world does that help? If today is Yantif, you're stuck. No? Okay, if yesterday was Yantif, today is Chol, okay. If today is Yantif, you're stuck. Are you stuck? Oh, that's the Kiddush of the Mordechai. Mordechai writes the following. Stunning, no? When should the ideal time be to lay your Erev Tavshin? What should the ideal time be? You know, let's say the Chiddush of Rav. A person is understandably, enthusiastically embracing the Kiddush of Yantiv. You know, he may not be devoting enough attention to the coming Shabbos. So you need something, Kadesh Shiyivra, money off of the Shabbos. Kadesh Shiyivra, not a Shabbos. So the Gemara says very simply, no? Wouldn't the best time to do that, on Yantiv. When a person is experiencing Yantiv, you know what? And a person is going to utilize all his provisions now, make the Erev Tavshilin to realize you're on the Shabbos. What is the Gemara answer? True. But Shema Yivsha. You know, we're so involved in the Simchas Yantiv, you know, we're going to end up forgetting it. We're not going to do it. So Chazal indicated, do it on Erev Yantif, the calm day. Yeah, Yantif, you're so involved in the Kedusha name of Yantif. You know, you're preoccupied. So do it on Erev Yantif. Why in Erev Yantif? Shema Yivsha. Host the Mordechai. Mikar Hadin, according to the view of Rava, the appropriate time to create the Rav Shmuel on Yantif. We don't do that because we're afraid. You're going to wait to Yantif, it may not happen. And let's say it doesn't happen. Let's say you really didn't lay it on Erev Yantif. So we're going to say, don't. The whole Shakta Vitaria Vardav. No, the best time to do it according to the Shita of Rava would be on Yantif. But we're going to wait until Yantif, we're concerned. It may not happen, so do it in a day in advance. And if you don't do it, and now it's Yantif, no, absolutely no. Why not fall back to the Ikar Hadin that this would be the preferred time to lay the Erev Tavshilin? Wow, so that's the Pesach of the Mordechai. If it's Yantif Rishon, in Eshtem Tom Shal Golios, you can play one day Yantif against the next. But if you can't do that, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, or it's the second day, you can still lay your Erev Tavshilin because Rav Shita allows for that. He writes according to Rav, not according to Rav Ashi. Wow. And the Beis Yosef disagrees and writes not. And the Beis Yosef writes our practice is not to do so. The Kolbo, we do not lay an Erev Tavshilin and Yantif Sheni. Yantif Rishon al Yitznai. And Yantif Sheni we don't. We're relying on the Erev Tavshilin of the Rav Eir. Oh, but those are the two Nafkaminas. The Rosh and the Mordechai. Whether it's Rav or whether it's Rav Ashi. Sachin Dav Mem Vav. Why min HaTorah is it mutter? Beit Adav Tesva, why min Darabanan? Is that not enough? Is there any relationship between these two sukkahs? Is there any relationship between Rav and Rav Chista and Rav and Rav Ashi? The fact that midaraisa, it is mutter because of this, does that impact on why min Darabanan Yerikar Nerev Tavshilin? Are these completely independent sukkahs? So there is a beautiful Kiddush of Baal HaMor. And you know what the Baal HaMor's Girs is in our Gemara? Not Rava. Rabba. Wow. Rabba. That means Rabba and Pesachim Daf Mem Vav. And Rabba and Daf Tesra. Baal HaMor writes, that's not coincidental. This is Lashitas. Wow. The Baal HaMor writes the following. And maybe this sheds light on the nature of Erev Tavshilin. Let's assume, for example, Rabba Shita. Midaraisa, it's mutter to do melacha niyanta because of Hola. Okay. What does that mean? Midaraisa, yes. But midrabanan, absolutely not. You can rely on Hola midrabanan. You can rely on Hol Midrabanan. A person is having a party tonight, and he's cooking up a storm on Yantif for tonight's party, which is on Chol. And you're going to turn to him and say, what in the world? And he's going to say, Hol Il. You know what you're going to say? Ein Elokim. Ein Elokim, that's true. But Aser, Ein Elokim. But Aser. You cannot rely on Hoel. Rely on Hoel. Hoel is true, Midaraisa, to exempt you from Malkus, but you cannot rely on Hoel. There's an Isser, Malacha, Anyantef, Letzarachol. Even if Midaraisa, you'd be covered by Hoel. There's an Isser, Malacha. Okay. So guess what? I have an Isser, Malacha. I can't rely on Hoel. There's an Isser, Malacha, Derabanan. The answer is, Erev Tavshilin is matir, the Issa Rabbanan, of reliance on Hoel. Erev Tavshilin is matir what? Matir the Issa. Matir and Yisrael, of reliance on Hoel. Why are we matir Yisrael Rabbanan? You have an Issa Rabbanan, it's an Issa Rabbanan. Ain't a loke, but it's Aser, so it's Aser. So it's Aser, so don't do anything. Don't do anything on Yantar for Shabbos. You can't rely on Hoel, so don't rely on Hoel. You know what the answer is? Heimamru beheimamru, that obviously, most often, when the Chachamim create Yisurei Drabanan, there are certain built-in exceptions, Letzorech. You know, if something's Nisa D'Araisa, it's Nisa D'Araisa, okay, I'm done. If something's Mutam Min HaTorah, it's Nisa D'Rabanan, you know what? Sometimes the Chachamim say we're going to soften, b'makom tzorech. That's how the Baal HaMoor describes Erev Tavshilin. There's a tzorech. Typically speaking, I would never rely on Hoel. Tonight's a party, it's chol, I'm around Hoel. But there's a real, what's the tzorech? Rabba l'shitasei. Kedei sheyivra manesh yafa l'shabes. If I'm just going to say no, do not do this, do not, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to use all my provisions for yantiv, and I'm going to be left high and dry on Shabbos. That concern of maniyafu the Shabbos is a tzorech to be matur the iser drabanan of reliance on Hoel, and therefore the Baal HaMoor writes this is exactly Rabba l'shitas. Wow. What would you say according to Rav Chisda? The reason midaraisa you're allowed to do malacha on yantar for Shabbos is because tzorechei Shabbos nasan b'yantar. Does the same lamdus apply? That's only true midaraisa. But midrabanan aser? Midrabanan aser? Like really? I understand reliance on Hoel is aser drabanan. A party tonight. You can't rely on Hoel. But you know what? I have a din daraisa. You're allowed to do malacha on yantar for Shabbos. But the Chachamim said, no, you're not allowed to do malacha on yantar for Shabbos. Why would the Chachamim say that? Doing malacha for chol, that's an issa d'araisa with malchus. But you're allowed to do malacha on a yantar for Shabbos. Rashi, kedusha shachas. You're allowed to. You can do malacha on yantar for yantiv. You can do malacha on yantar for Shabbos because Shabbos is kedusha shachas. Shabbos is a higher kedusha, whatever the reason is. You're allowed to do. Chachamim said no. Chachamim didn't say no. There's no issa. There's no issa d'araisa. Tzarkei Shabbos says, there's no issa d'rabanan. There's no Issa D'Rabbanan. Well, if there's no Issa D'Araisa, there's no Issa D'Rabbanan, what are you in Erev Tavshilin for? You know what the answer is? Ein Achinami. Erev Tavshilin is not coming to be matir in Issa D'Rabbanan. You know, and Erev Tavshilin is for something else. The Rambam passes like Rav Chisda, no? The Rambam mentions Hoel and Aleph Tezvav. So the Rambam says, So what do you need an Erev Tavshilin for? No? See what the Rambam writes? You know what Erev Tavshilin is? It's a heker. Realize. What you're allowed to do now, you're allowed to do. But that's only because Tzarkei Shabbos Nasa B'Yantin. If it wouldn't be Shabbos, you would not be allowed to do so. So therefore, you know what? So the Chum insisted that there should be a heker. And that's what Erev means. Erev means to create the heker. And the rabbi gets all upset. No, that's what Erev means. No, Erev means you're ma'arev the Tzarkei Shabbos and Tzarkei Yantar. The Rambam writes Erev, like when it comes to Erevin in general. It means a heker. You know what a heker means? It merely mikra hadin. This is not an Isra malacha. And the Erev Shlita is not going to be matir in Isra malacha. But you know what? Here it's mutter. But in other cases it's going to be aser. So you know what? Chazal insisted on some form of heker that a person should be mindful of. What is that called? Oh, kedei shiyomru. Enof miyantif l'shabbos, kavacham miyantif l'chol. Heker, heker. And enoch enami, the Gemara in Sachim, and Daf Memvav, when the Gemara asks why you need an Erev Tashlin according to Rav Chisda, the Gemara says, Sarchi Shabbos, Nasa miyantif goes together with Rav Ashi of kedei shiyomru. Enofim. And the Baal Amor, that the bar plugs in both cases is Rabba Lashita Asay. That interrelationship between the Heter Daraisa and the Nid Nid Rabbanon for an Eretz Tavshilin. And that's something which is powerful. And that's why the Rambam quotes simply the role of Heker. Because even the Rambam holds of Hoil, and you're not allowed to rely on Hoil. Hoil is just a reason that if you go ahead and cook for an Akum in a loke, but it's usr. You don't have to come out to hole for Erev Tavshilin. And if you don't have to come out to hole for Erev Tavshilin, Tzarech Yishabas Nasa B'yantiv, the role of Erev Tavshilin is not Balahatir, but rather simply as a heker to recognize that, you know what, it's only because tonight is Shabbos, and otherwise one cannot go ahead and do so. And therefore, right, the Baal Amor's L'shita is saying that fits in beautifully with the Rambam Shita. Since the Rambam holds, like Rav Chisda, so therefore the Rambam writes, Erev Tavshilin simply is the heker. As opposed to the Ravish Shita that writes, no, that you know what, the whole purpose is to create a fusion of the Tzarchi Shabbos and the Tzarchi Yantid in order to allow you to go ahead and to perform a lach and achan at that time. So two very, very different sugyas superficially, but the Chiddush of Baal Amor that indeed they're related. Why Midarais and Erev Tavshilin is not necessary is going to shed great light on why the Chachamim insisted on Erev Tavshilin Midrabanan. And the fascinating, fascinating Machlokas Rishon, whether you pass them like Rabba, whether you pass them like Chista, or the Rambam Shita, these are two biurim, but you don't have to choose one over the other. In Erev Tavshilin, we're going to pass them like the case of Chista, but we're still going to accept whole halacha. In those cases of Malacha, Ma'akum, Maklavim, Ma'gavoa, in order to exempt Malkus. And that's against the Shita of Tosos, that Lachem, Velo, is not an Isselava, Hadri Sirakama, but rather it's only considered to be an Isser essay. So many sugyas really are interrelated in understanding that's true. And the overarching lumdus, that Chiddush of Orzerua, that maybe it's relevant to the many other sugyas of how exactly do you define, right, that which one is doing. Do we assume that Basar Maisa Zlinan, Basar Machshava Zlinan, and perhaps those three sugyas are Rabba Lashitas indicating that Rabba Shita is Basar Maisa Zlinan. Mm-hmm.